definition, thus, you're also going to declare a number of instance variables and a number of methods. And essentially, we talked about how to declare variables, so I don't need to go over that. Here is the syntax for declaring methods. That is, you have a set of method modifiers as well. You have a return type. You give the name of the method, and then you give the argument list in which you give the name of the argument and the type that it has for each one. You give the argument type first and then the name of the argument. So return types can be any type. That includes primitive types like int and byte and arrays, as well as class names. So you can return any object for any class that's declared to be of any class type as the result of a method. The method modifiers also have some of these keywords like public, protected, private, which again govern who can call this method and what is its access. And again, public is what makes this method accessible to anybody from another program that wants to use a method in this class. Let me just mention synchronize. We'll be talking more about that later when we talk about multi-threading, but this is one of the keywords that you use to make sure that the body of the method can only be executed by one thread if you have concurrent execution.